young lady that's going to share her thoughts with us this evening. And I'm looking out, and every one of you love her dearly. And if you don't, you soon will. Yep, you soon will. So I don't know what to say about this girl, except she's wonderful and everybody loves her. And she loves to work for God, and she loves to share her thoughts about God. And what more do you want than our Kimberly?
Good evening. I'm just going to share a little bit about me. It's kind of interesting. I haven't really felt nervous till right now looking at all of you out here. And I just wanted to kind of give you a little bit of background about me. As you heard, I was born in 1972, but I come from a pretty big family, a family of six. Can you hear me? Okay. And I have 15 nieces and nephews, three great ones. So I'm a great aunt, and I don't have blue hair, but some days I feel like I should. But kind of what I want to talk about a little bit tonight is like my family relationships and why I picked my parents and my family. Because not only just my mom and my dad, but my sisters and my brothers, because they've all had a very important role in my life. The concept of picking your parents has been, it took me a long time to even come to terms with that, because my dad was an alcoholic, and he was abusive, and there, you know, he drank constantly, so you never knew what you were going to get. And so I, you know, thinking about why would I pick a parent like that has been a long journey. But I'm not going to get into some of that yet as to why, but I just want to tell you a couple little stories. When I was younger, there's certain memories I have of my family that was really great, like hunting. My dad and my brothers would go off hunting all the time, come back with deer. For all of you who don't like that, but that was just what they did. And I have pictures of us, you know, the deer heads and everything else. And it would always be raining because I grew up in Arizona. Well, at least that's where I was born. And they would always come back with the rains when the monsoons would happen. And there would be, like, you know, who's been to Arizona? So, you know, wow. But you know how they don't really have gutters? Or at least they didn't a while ago. And so when it would rain, it was like the hill would be like this and the water would just go rushing down. So we would take the inner tubes and go down like we were, you know, taking river rafting or something. And we loved it. I love those times. There's times that I had that was great. And when my dad was hunting and doing different things, he was happy. It was like there was just something about being out in nature, being out there that just really gave him a lot of sense of security. And about 6 months ago, I finally sat down and I decided I'd ask my dad his life, like how his childhood was. Because until about 2 years ago, I didn't care. I didn't care what he thought or how he felt or anything like that. And I thought, you know, it's time for me to know, because I haven't walked in his shoes. And if I walked in his shoes, would I have been an alcoholic? Would have I been that person that he was? And probably yes. I don't know, because I didn't go through what he went through as a child. And he had a dad who was, the time he was born, his dad was 50. And in that time, that's pretty old. His mom was 18. So that's a huge age difference for that time frame. And it's interesting, I asked my mom, I said, you know, can you tell me a little bit more about dad? Because he wasn't really forthcoming with some things. And she said that he was called the bastard child because they had him out of wedlock. And so he grew up living that feeling of feeling like he wasn't wanted. And he actually had an Indian guy that lived down, would take him to the reservation and teach him all about the rocks and the spiritual journey and different things like that. And that was a little bit of his saving grace as far as feeling like he was wanted and loved. And, you know, to see that side of him was very hard for me. And I'm very thankful and grateful that I've had this place here to open my eyes to that. And it's gotten me a lot to think of, why would I choose my dad to be my father? we have all these choices, and yet we choose whether it's a good family, you know, a bad family, a poor family, whatever it might be. We make that choice as we come on this earth for a lesson. And I have gone through and thought about it in so many different ways that sometimes I think, okay, this just doesn't make sense. Like, you know, this is ridiculous. Like, there's no way that I've picked this family. But I did. And I'm very thankful for it, because I'm going to go through and use this analogy. I read this analogy that came across of how someone, about picking your parents, they use the computer. So for the analytical minds out here, this might kind of put a little bit into perspective. Dave's laughing at me. but kind of think of it like you got this computer, you know, and you kind of punch in, like kind of like the dating game or something like that. You know, you punch in all your criteria. You know, you want to learn, I don't know, kindness, or you want to learn how to be happy, or whatever it is, you know, or how to be loving towards someone else. So you punch in all this criteria, and out spits a list. Here's your list of families you can choose from. All right, well, now you got to better define it. You know, what color hair do you want? Or, you know, do you want to have a disability? Do you, what? So you define it a little bit more, and you get down to these parents. And you're like, okay, well, I'm going to pick these parents. And so you decide, okay, I'm going to come here and learn this lesson. These seem like the perfect parents to pick. And there you go. There's your next lesson. But what's intriguing about this too, not only for me of why I picked my parents, but there's also the other aspect of thinking of, was I like that in a previous life too? Like, it's hard for me to think that I could have been mean to somebody in any other lifetime, but it's possible. And so now I need to come back and learn that lesson of how to have compassion for people who have been in that situation. And that's even a harder, I think, concept to grasp is, you know, maybe I'm learning this for myself. But, you know, we're supposed to experience, and we're supposed to learn, and we're supposed to grow. And through all this, you know, we're supposed to increase our love volume. And I think, well, how have I done that? So with my dad, I think that watching him be sad and using alcohol to numb anything that he may or may not feel was hard for him. And I asked my mom, I said, was he ever sober? Because I don't remember him not being sober. And she said, when we moved from Arizona to Colorado, he was sober for a few years. And he was a different person. But she said that he really couldn't handle it because he had to start dealing with his life and his past and how he grew up. And he started having problems talking to his mom, which I've never met his mother. She's met the three oldest kids, but she never met any of us younger ones. She never had any desire to. So, you know, I never fully understood that. And a few years ago, I went to Thanksgiving, and I hadn't talked to my dad. I wasn't talking to my dad, and I really didn't want anything to do with him. And my brothers had, through the last, I don't know, probably 10 years, have redeveloped a friendship with him and just really got to know him and forgive him. And he showed up for Thanksgiving. A little bit of a surprise. There, you know, he just shows up. My younger sister had a really hard time with it for various reasons, because he did a lot of harm to her. And I came to be in that family to help protect her. And but he showed up, and I thought, you know, this is my opportunity to talk to him a little bit and see where he was coming from. And that's when I learned, or found in myself, I didn't need to forgive him. I needed to forgive myself, because I had a lot of bad thoughts towards him, negative thoughts. And all those thoughts were doing was harming me as far as moving forward and really living in a loving space for everyone around me, because that's truly what I wanted to do. And so it started becoming just this healing process. And then I called him for Father's Day. And that was, he lit up. he absolutely lit up. And I thought, okay, what's going on here? So the next time I went to Arizona, because that's where my brothers live and my father, and he wanted so much to show me where he lived and who his new friends were and, you know, just who he was. And so my older sister and I decided to go to this wine tasting place with him. Yeah, there really is a vineyard up there. Like, they have chili wine. They put chilies in their wine. It's pretty hot. So he goes, I want to take you to lunch. So we walked into this restaurant. Every single person in that restaurant knew who I was. And I had never met these people before. They knew who my older sister was. And we just thought, what is going on? You know, how can this be? We've never been here. And they said he has shown pictures of us. He talks about us. He just has so much pride for you guys. And I thought, wow, are we talking about the same man? You know, like, really, I just couldn't believe it. And then he said, well, let me come back and show you my place. And I said, oh, okay. And he's just got this little tiny trailer mobile home, and probably the counter space is just slightly bigger than this. The whole thing was packed with pictures of all of his kids, from time we were little to growing up, all of his grandchildren, shoved in the place that he could have used to cook or to prepare stuff. There and so much, just so much joy and so much happiness. I mean, that touched my heart, because I thought, wow, he's lonely. I mean, he's not drinking anymore. He has cleaned up, so it's, you know, nicer to be around him. And then I just lost my train of thought. In September, I sat down with him again and talked to him a little bit more. And I really got a sense of peace about it. And I was just so happy. And I asked him, I said, Dad, why were you an alcoholic? What were you hiding from? And he goes, what do you mean? And I said, well, what were you hiding from? What is it that you felt that you needed to drink and be that person? Because you're so nice. I mean, you're smart, you're intelligent, you have so much to offer. And he said, you know, I made a choice all those years ago. I chose to drink. I made that choice, and I chose not to be a father, and I chose to not be married any longer, or to create that difference. And I thought that was very interesting that he was acknowledging that he had made a choice to do that. And I think that it's really important that we all realize that we make choices every day. And choosing to either blame your parents, whether we're 60 years old or 100 years old or 5 years old, you know, we have the choice now in our life as adults to choose how we want to live. We can't keep going back to, well, that's, I was raised that way, or it's my parents' fault. And it made it very clear to me then when he said that to me, because that was, you know, I was thinking, wow, he said something profound, you know, I mean, this is amazing. But it was true, and being in these classes and being at this place in this church has really helped me to see how we really do have the choice. And so before I get into why I chose him, I wanted to ask each of you, or whoever wants to share, in one or two words, why'd you choose your parents? Does anyone want to share why they chose their parents?
I do.
Okay.
I chose my parents so that I could learn compassion and love.
I know that about
and
you.
And I did the same. I did it because I felt like there was, evidently, when I was putting my program together, I felt like I needed to learn how to be alone.
Interesting. I like that.
I got one, Kimberly, to accept diversity.
That's good. Yes.
To learn at a young age to take care of children.
Dave.
To learn that it's my responsibility to love myself.
Jordy.
To learn that you do the best you can with what you've got. You know, they did the best they could, and that we all do the best we can.
Yep. Bert?
To learn not to give up and to follow your dreams, no matter how far you have to go and however long it takes.
Wendy?
To learn that while it's better to give than to receive, we have to learn to receive too.
That's very true. You know what I think is amazing is by thinking about, did you want to share too?
Or,
oh. Yeah. I don't know. Very nice! You know, the other concept of just choosing not only our parents but our family. I have a few friends who have been adopted, and I think it's amazing to me, and I just want to share this concept is that they specifically chose the parents that could have them and give them life to get to the parents that they wanted to raise, be raised by. And, you know, they may go searching as to why they got adopted, but it's your great plan. And I think it's amazing. I think they have, I don't know. I just think that like Barbara's situation, her daughters chose her and she loves them and the dads love them. And it's amazing that they chose you. You're a wonderful person and they chose you, you know, it's an honor if you think about that. But the reason I chose my dad, was to learn compassion, to learn perseverance, to learn strength, and to learn understanding. But not patience, because I don't have a lot of that. And the reason I chose my mom is because I learned that I can survive no matter what, that no matter how hard things get, it's okay to walk away and be strong because everything still works out like it's supposed to. I learned from my sister, my oldest sister, that you can't live in the past, blame everyone else, that you got to move forward. And my brothers, they just taught me how to have humor and forgiveness because they have been really amazing and forgiving. And my little sister, how to be just to stick up for someone when something's going bad. And I think that has been the best blessing my family has been for me. And I just want to thank you guys all for taking the time to listen to me. Talk to me.
No matter what you went through growing up, she turned out to be a flower in the garden of God. That is, if you get to know her, if you don't know already, it's good to get to know this child because she is good. She's sweet.